want to change the terms of reference, which had been captured in a collective bargaining agreement that had been signed in 2017. So the reason why that particular offer is unacceptable.
So that, what about the court order that the doctors should return to work?
When the union called for the strike, the government, through three of the referral hospitals, went to court and wanted the court to annul the strike. But prior to that, the government had not obeyed court orders on three occasions. On the implementation of the collective bargaining agreement, there are three court orders that they have failed to comply with. So when they went to court and the court stayed the strike for 2 weeks, the union leaders say that they cannot call off the strike when the government itself has not gone to court with clean hands. So what happened? The government proceeded to file contempt charges, but the court had asked the government to meet the union in conciliation talks, but the government walked out of conciliation talks. So the union also filed contempt charges against the government for walking out of a negotiation. So when the good judge listened to both, he threw out both contempt orders and asked them to have a sit-in and bring to him an agreement in 2 weeks' time. And today is day one, and the government has not reached out to the union yet. And that is the reason it is difficult to actually call off the strike, because you are not sure after you call off the strike that the government will come to the negotiation table.
But that the government has accused the doctors of refusing to compromise.
There are minimum demands that are uncompromisable. And the first uncompromisable demand is that of the pay of junior doctors. The government wants to pay them a stipend that they cannot live on, and that is demeaning the medical profession. That already is a point of departure, and that one the doctors will not budge because of that. And this was as a result of a failure by the government to budget for these junior doctors. And there is no way that the junior doctors, because of the work they do and the amount what was agreed in the collective bargaining agreement, what they should be paid. In fact, it should be increased because the cost of living has gone up. And the pay cannot be reduced. So that one is non-negotiable.
So, Doctor, what do you see as an end to this strike? Because you and I would agree that the general public is caught in between now in terms of healthcare.
So an end to the strike is the government coming out of the strike. And the way the government comes out of the strike is, one, we need to have the cabinet secretary of health to stop demeaning the profession. Her utterances have been in a way demeaning the profession.